Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Closet Chronicles. And Closet Chronicles is a podcast hosted and directed by me, your host, Dewan. Hello, guys. How are we doing? I don't know. Today, I feel like I'm eating a little bit more because I have curls in. But that's just how I feel every day when I have curls in. Also, it's raining, so it's just perfect for curls, in my opinion. In my opinion. Because I don't know why, but... just the perfect time. Let's rant about it. Why is the natural hair community, why does the natural hair community like coming for every black person they see that, like, it's clear that I don't know how to do my own hair? Do you think you coming for me is going to make it better, babe? Like, babe, I know my cornrows are fucked up. Do you think you yelling about me in the comments is going to make it better, though? Let's talk about it. No, let's talk about it. We have the time. Y'all need to chill out. Not everyone is blessed with ancestral hands like y'all are, okay? Some of us just want to get it easy and quick and on with our day. I just started learning how to look cute with my own hair, okay? I'm eating right now, clearly. But I'm talking about the people who aren't right now. Like, y'all should leave them alone. Like, it's really clear that they don't know how to do their own hair. Like, that's one thing I hate. When a bitch knows you don't know how to do something well and feels the need to comment on it. Like, I'm not saying nothing to you, Missy Lou, with your slick bun. Leave me alone. Okay. On other note, since I've done ranting with that, how are y'all doing? I hope y'all are having a great day. I am. Also, I'm dressed unconventionally great today. Like, it's raining outside. I should have on something with sleeves. However, this is eating just the right amount. Like, it's taking a little nibble, like a little brunch. I like that. Today, I was going to be talking about something really pressing and really stressing, and I'm just realizing I don't want to do that today because I'm not in the mood because I'm really cute today. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to acknowledge the vibe you're in and stay in it, you know? Like, sometimes you don't gotta ruin your own vibe. Sometimes you just gotta sit back, relax, take a chill pill, take a couple. Maybe don't do Xanax because I hear it makes people crazy. Have a little, you know, like, vibe to your own beat of your own little drums in your own little corner, in your own little world, in a pocket dimension that you created. You know, like, it's really scary out here in the world. Like, let's talk about it. Something that's been stressing me out lately. Like, I saw a news article that it... Hold on, I just got a message. Oh, that's crazy. I saw a news article yesterday that it summed up everything I wanted to say about this topic in the best way. Like, everything was put the way I would state it. And it's crazy. So I'm talking about the whole debate that's going around right now about Biden and the trans rights community. Now, what is being said is, his timing is completely off because this is already in holiday. That's widely acknowledged. Why would you make Trans Rights Day on that day? Fair enough. Like, I'm confused, just as confused as you are. I think he slipped. He meant another day. There's no way he meant the day he meant, in my opinion. Like, I believe that sometimes we should just leave. Ooh, there's no way I'm gonna put this that's not gonna come off with me getting canceled. Like, I'm just thinking about that. Okay, what I'm gonna say about it is, I feel like the day he chose was the wrong day entirely. Because, I don't know, it was already a widely acknowledged holiday. That's number one. Also, I feel like what people aren't looking at is these people have been criticized way long before much of the rest of the community and, like, the majority of the world. Like, these people have been getting killed, like, way longer than us. Like, they've gone through some shit stuff because people don't know how to just relax and be themselves and mind their own business. So while I do feel like I understand where he's coming from, I feel like he should have just chosen a random other day, like another day that was not completely tied up in Easter. And then people wouldn't be caring as much. That's how I feel about it. But I'm glad they're getting the recognition they need to get, though. Like, round of applause for people being themselves. Like, people actually listening, using their ears, and realizing they should be minding their own business, focusing on their money, focusing on their grind, doing their own thing, not killing people. Oof. What is wrong with y'all? What is wrong with the world? Ooh, is that a part of my hair? Yes, it is. Maya, does just random strand of hair just look random right there?
It's not that much. Yeah, right now it's not much.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. That strand was bothering me. Like, it's one thing to have curls, but when you have that one curl that's not curling the way it should curl, like, I don't know if that I'm the only one that pissed off. Like, why are you trying to fight against me right now? I look good, and you're supposed to be helping me, and you want to fight against me? That's not what God put you on this earth for, mamas. Yeah. Also, if you don't talk to your curls, they won't love you back. Like, this morning, last night, actually, I drenched my hair. Oh, that was a story. Last night, after I found out my hair was not going to get done, I went into this bathroom and I was crying because I was like, I had an afro last night. So I was like, hey, what am I going to do? If I walk out this house with this afro, it's going to be giving for the people. Which, there's nothing wrong with that look. It was just not for, like, now, because it's gloomy, and then it's, my afro is going to get wet, and then it's not going to be giving afro anymore, you know? So I started to have a meltdown, and then I washed my hair, and I saw my curls, and I was like, that's what I'm doing, curls. Y'all got me right. Y'all got me right. Now I got a little curl mullet going on. Like, it makes my hair right here looks like I trimmed it, but I didn't. I don't know. It's eating. It's eating on another level of eat right now. Yeah. Speaking of another thing that I want to talk about is, what's your Gen Z shortening every word? Like, we don't need to be doing all that. Like, we really don't. Like, tell me why someone was texting me the other day and they just sent three random letters at the end of the sentence. And I'm like, like, I know I'm supposed to get it and all because I'm a part of this generation. But I stood there for a good minute trying to figure out what it was. And I didn't want to ask because I feel like that's embarrassing. So tell me why. I searched it up on Google and Google couldn't even give me the, like, right meaning. Like, Google told me it was something else. And then I tried to respond to what Google told me it was. And then the person is like, huh? So I'm like, shit, that's not what it meant. We need to stop doing that. Like, it's not necessary, really. Like, focus on something else, guys. Let's make another thing trend. Because it's kind of giving... I have to say it. It's kind of giving incel behavior. Just a little. It makes us look slow as a generation. I don't like that. We don't need to be shortening everything. It gives us, like, a slow vibe. Like, I for one, enjoy being around someone that is going to say the most random, right used, eloquent type of word to make me go in the dictionary and be like, ooh, what the hell is this girl talking about? What does she mean? Search it up. Like, I enjoy doing that. Like, I enjoy having intellectual friends. And us shortening the words right now, it's not giving intellectual. It's giving, so I don't like that. Let's not do that, please. Also, speaking of, like, weird behavior... So I was on my TikTok, minding my own business, as I normally am, and I saw this video of this guy. Well, it was a podcast episode from Shits and Gigs. It wasn't from Shits and Gigs. It was an episode from this podcast where they were basically reviewing this Twitter thread that went viral of this guy saying he wants to go to brunch with his guys, like his guy friends, but they don't want to go because brunch is gay. Can somebody unpack that for me? Ooh, can we unpack that? Like, what do you mean brunch is gay? See, I feel like a lot of men in this generation and the one before us, they try, I don't know, they try to protect their masculinity with the most weirdest things. It actually hurts my eyes sometimes. Because what do you mean brunch is gay? Oof! Yesterday, I recorded an episode, and in the rant, I was talking about someone, like this guy I saw, with crusty-ass lips. And I bet his reasoning for having crusty-ass lips was lip balm is gay. It is sad. It is... If you really think lip balm is that gay, maybe if you want to ease out a little bit, like think about it and maybe get yourself something nice, treat yourself type of moment, maybe get that ASAP Rocky Fenty collab lip balm. A man made it. I don't know, like, I'm trying to help you, sir. Get some self-care. Like, I feel like y'all need to relax. Like, nobody cares. Repeat it with me, babe. Say it with your chest. I'm going to need you to stand up, breathe a little. Nobody cares. Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted us to acknowledge that. Also, go to brunch. Have the lunch. Like, you need something in between, like, breakfast and lunch. And that's brunch. So, sorry, guys. And that's brunch. So have it. Like, I feel like, go out. Also, like, a thread, under his thread, his guy friends are saying they should try, like, changing the name to, like, male lunch. Guy lunch. And, like, he said, like, we're getting somewhere. And I'm like, that's what you call progress? That progress is kind of scary to me. Like, I don't know, like, when did men started getting so insecure? I don't know, it's weird. Like, I feel like the reason why we're going through a sassy man apocalypse is because a lot of women are finding the male confidence to not, like, it doesn't do it for them anymore, I think. Like, I don't know. I feel like the girls are wising up. They're like, you're insecure. I don't like that about you. Get it together. Oh, I don't know. Like, there's something about living vicariously through my friends and the stories they have that just makes me want to live life. Like, there's something about being told a story by your friend that's so random. Like, we all have those friends. I think I'm that friend from my friend group that has the most random, the most uncalled for, just the most out-of-pocket stories. But, like, in reality, that's my day-to-day life. I feel like I'm that friend, but I also like listening to those friends from other friend groups. Like, they just have the most interesting stories all the time. Like, yeah, so last week I went on this road trip and, like, our tire popped and this guy tried to kidnap us. But, like, we got away because he was just really stupid. Huh? I beg your biggest pardon, babe? Yeah, like, that was just, like, last week Tuesday. Huh? Ma'am. Ma'am, I'm gonna need you to call CPS. I'm gonna need you to alert the authorities. They're trying to get you. Like, that's how I feel. But, like, it's normal. Like, the other day, I was telling my friend about it's not a relationship problem, but I had a sort of entanglement, if you will. And I was telling my friend about it. And he was like, no, because what? That's crazy. Like, the things I find myself in are so crazy. Like, story time about one time I tried to help my friend, who's no longer my friend anymore because they relapsed on a substance that they used to do. And in the moment, I didn't know. Like, I got a call and they were frantic and they were like, hey, I need help right now. And if you know me, you know that I'm that down friend. Like, if you call me and you're like, hey, I need help, or hey, we're going somewhere, I'm always down. No matter what time it is, I'm always down. Like, I got a bag packed and ready. I am always ready for an adventure. I'm always ready for a story. Anyways, fast forward to like 1, 2, 3 in the morning. They finally get to my house. I ran outside and I get to their car and I'm like, hey, are you okay? They see them at the car and they walk to my side and they whisper something. And I'm like, huh? And then they go back to their car and they go in the car. And I'm like, that's weird. But like, you know, if like, he's my friend. He's a little weird sometimes. So I'm like, I'm not thinking anything of it. 3 seconds later, we're driving. He whispers, the cops are chasing me. I look over because I don't know if y'all are tuned in, but I am a nice, dark, chocolate scented. I don't think that's a statement you want to say when I'm in the car, sweetheart. Now, so I'm in the car and I'm freaking out. Like, what did you say? Like, I beg your biggest pardon. Like, this is not, you didn't think to call another friend this? Like, you chose me in this moment? Like, that was what's going on in my head. So, at this point, like, when he said that, he still haven't told me the full story. So, I'm like, what did you do? What happened? Da-da-da-da. I start inquiring about it. And that's when he said, I've been doing some really messed up shit these past few days. That little backstory, his mom had passed a week prior. So I think that was his reasoning for relapsing, which I do understand, but I still blocked him because, like, I just felt I can't use that word because, you know, anyway, I just felt like I was put in danger. Like, you called me out of my home and you put me in danger for your well-being, not caring if I'm okay with the situation. So I just felt kind of mad about that, and I blocked the person. But back to the story. We're driving. He pulls up in the parking lot of this mental health hospital. So that's when he says, I can't bleep this out because I don't know how to do that yet. So what I'm going to do is... Wait, there's another name for it. Maya, what do you call... Look at my mouth. But not the... The mic's right there. What do you call that, but not the word? Yes, he was on that... Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, so he had abused a couple of rocks multiple times and then proceeds to say, so I asked, when was the last time you used? Tell me why he's gonna look me in my beautiful brown eyes and say, just a couple hours ago. That's when I really got pissed because in that moment, it just told me, you don't give a fuck about my life. You just wanted me to come here for the fun of it. So I start going, like, I start just saying the most craziest shit because in that moment, I felt pissed off. Like, now looking back at it, I understand that, like, his mom had passed and he was going through it, but you didn't have to drag me through the trenches with you. That's just my personal, like, you could have called me and said, hey, this and this is happening. Can you help me? Instead, I mean, it's kind of my fault too, because my dumbass got in the car without asking questions. I feel like that should be a life lesson learned. If you are the adventurous friend, probably ask questions before you join the adventure. Like, I learned that this weekend. Like, No turkey on my table for Thanksgiving because I don't even like turkey that much. I'm okay. Keep it away from me. So, yeah, that was my weekend. I don't know. That's what, like, I posted a story where I was saying I remember the times I prayed for the things I have now. And I remember when I prayed for an adventure. This is not the adventure I thought I was going to get. I thought I was going to get something straight out of Adventure Times. I mean, low-key, my life is like Adventure Times on crack. Like, Adventure Times if they went off-brand Disney and started doing productions with Issa Rae. You know? Like, the most unhinged type of adventure. Actually, I think that should be a thing. Like, I think Issa Rae should do, like, something, like, adventurous. Like, something very young guy who is trying to find himself out here in the streets. You know? That'd be cute. I'd watch that. Speaking of things that Issa Rae did that I'd watch, I feel like she should bring back Sweet Life LA. Like, Sweet Life LA, I feel like it had so much potential to inspire young Black creatives. That show was so good. It had me hooked on every single episode. The fights were real. Not when I say real, I mean like the storyline about like why the fight happened felt real. It was something I could relate to. The conversations they were having were the right conversations for people who are in places like Oars. Like, I just love that show. Like, there was one about, I don't remember, I think it was Amanda, that bought a house in this, like, neighborhood in Inglewood, I believe it was, that was, like, a Black-known, like, neighborhood, and, like, her plan was to buy that house and renovate it and, like, build generational wealth. And I'm like, wow, like, that inspired me to, like, be like, maybe I won't have kids, but my nieces and nephew need to have something. Like, they need to hold on to something. Like, you know, like, it's little things like those that keeps you pushing as a Black creative. It keeps you motivated. It keeps you driven. And I feel like we need more shows like that. Like, I was saying, like, I've been saying, I don't feel like Black creatives are getting the type of resources they need. Like, the type of resources we need. It's not only Black creatives now that I'm thinking about it. Creatives on a whole. I don't feel like the resources we need are put out to us. Like, it's out there if you are looking for it. But 9 times out of 10, a lot of people don't know where to look. And it results in a failed career and you hating, like, your art form. And I don't know. Like, I feel like that show did it for me. Like, that show, it showed me exactly how I should be thinking, where to look, because there was so many different mixture of Black entrepreneurs on that episode. Like, we had Jordan and his company, which I still do follow now. I ordered a shirt from there. It was really freaking cool. Like, let me show it to y'all. His brand is called Hypeland. And it's like very anime meets Megan Thee Stallion, but in a masculine type of way. But that wasn't masculine at all. Just search the brand up. I feel like you'll get it once you see it. Like, it makes sense once you see it. But I ordered this shirt. I'm trying to find it. Hold on. It's really cute. When I saw it, like, he posted that he dropped it. And I was like, I like that. Let me go get that real quick. Let me hold on to that. Oop. I'm trying to zoom in. It's this one. Like, it's like this really cute. Oh, that word came out weird. It's like this really cute graphic tee. It says, test your might. It's like this Mortal Kombat graphic tee. I love it. Yeah. It's like the Hypeland X Mortal Kombat collection. It's really cute. Oh, what was that? Yeah. And speaking of Black creatives that I feel like don't get talked about enough, let's talk music. Let's talk Cowboy Carter Act 2. Have you listened to the new Beyonce album? Okay, don't let me kick you out right now. Don't hold on, because you tried it just a little. You tried it. You.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't listened to her in a while.
So why did you answer like that? You just said, "Oh, I haven't listened to her in a while."
Well, yeah.
Disrespectful. Oh. How dare you? Actually, how dare you? I'm ashamed.
Forgive me.
I am ashamed. Like, you have pissed off an entire community. Like, you just pissed the whole world off. Did you hear her version of Jolene?
No, but I see somebody talking about it. Some people are saying that.
That's why everybody was mad, because in the first song, Dolly said, "I'm begging you, please don't take my man," and then Beyonce is like, "Bitch, no, I'm telling you, if you take him, I will send you and put you in a coffin. Like, you don't got a choice. Like, don't take him because you think you got the chance." Because you don't.
Why would they be mad about
that? Like, it's just like a wordplay type of thing. And I feel like people are, they're just looking for a reason to be mad at her right now. Like, I feel like the thing about Beyonce, and I feel like this is the reason why a lot of people don't listen to her or don't tune in a lot. She is a multi-talented artist that has done a lot for the industry. And she did a lot before she could really explore a lot of the paths she could have taken. So I feel like that's the reason why a lot of people don't realize how versatile, like, Beyonce is compared to Rihanna. Like, I'm not saying she's more versatile than Rihanna. I'm just saying Rihanna has shown her versatility. Beyonce hasn't. And I feel like that's why she's getting a bad rep. Like, people are just looking for a reason to hate my girl. But she ate down.
She did. I like that sound.
I'm looking for that song she has, Bounce on the Ass. I'm trying to find this. I'm going to look for it. No, this, like, album is called Cowboy Carter. So it's supposed to be, like, a country fusion of, like, her type of songs. I'm gonna find it. Hold on. This is Dolly Parton. Just like, so little.
Stop me.
It's so cute.
You know that person with the good hair you sing about? Reminded me of someone I knew back when. Except she has flaming locks of auburn hair. Get the hair of a different color. Red hair.
No, she's on the album. Yeah. That's the whole reason why I don't understand why people are mad. Because Dolly was like, okay, then I did it. Being Jolene in her face. Like, Dolly was in there shaking ass. Like, Dolly didn't. So she made that song about a waiter she met, like, years ago that was really fucking pretty and was called Jolene, apparently. And the song just took off because Jolene. No. Jolene was just a random person. This song, River Dance. I don't know. It's just so funny to me. Like, listen. Is this country? Like, you're just like, uh oh. Hold on. Cut it off. Like, Beyonce. Like, see, I just put her on after saying she don't like me. Y'all don't understand. Like, I feel like there are certain artists that will always get my love, always get my recognition, always get my praise, because they are good artists on a whole, inside of the studio, outside of the studio, their morality, what they stand for. Like, those are the type of people y'all should be listening to. Oof. Like, Bounce on the Shit and...
said, no,
okay. Oh, you should see. Check out the TikToks people have been making to that song all fucking week. Like, it's so crazy. Like, this summer is about to be a turn up type of summer. We finna be outside. We finna be no hands. Like, no, like, Beyonce did that. Like, I'm sorry, guys, for all that disturbance. Like, y'all don't understand how crazy it feels to... Actually, it's weird, because I don't know. Like, these past few days, I've been recording, but I don't fully, like, stand for what I say in my recordings. Now, like, these, like, 3 days that I've been recording, like, constantly, I feel like I've mastered it to the point where I like everything that I say now. It's crazy. Like, she's over there listening to the Beyonce. Like, y'all understand how good it feels. Like, I just gave y'all another B to the Beehive. Like, y'all can't play with me. This song, I'm going to be putting everyone on. Like, the other day, I was in the car. I know what it is. The other day, I was in a car with... It wasn't Kiki. I was in a car with a friend of mine. And they were like, do you want to play music? So I started just playing random songs from my playlist. And they're like, hey... Your music taste is actually fine. Hold on. You got that shit on. And that motivated me to just start telling everyone about my songs. There's also this one on the album called Sweet Honey Bucking. You can't tell me that this don't have you in that Southern church. Okay. See, is the versatility. Hold on. Don't ask me what it is. Like, the versatility on this country album. Like, also, I feel like this is her, like, final fuck you to the Grammys, because they've been snubbing her for years. Because she's beautiful, because she's black, because she's talented, because they can't stand it. Like, I don't know. Like, this is something. Also, I heard people talking about how Gen Z went up. Gen Z? Who is he? Never met him. Like, people talking about how Jay-Z went up there and said what he said. And he said it so unapologetically. Like, y'all don't understand. He married that woman years ago. They are fully in love. Like, on every single album, Beyonce doesn't fail to tell us how much she's getting her back blown out. Have you listened to her songs? Like, I don't think y'all are really listening. Did you hear Partition? Like, drum roll to the Partition, please. She wants to be under what knees? In the back of the lemon. What? Like, I don't feel like y'all listen to her. Like, that man lets her down. Her daughter is the living proof that they have a loving home. No Diddy. Because speaking of Diddy, he popped out with a picture of his baby girl on Easter. Happy Easter, y'all. Like, I was gonna comment on that. Diddy, what are the people you traffic at? They have a happy Easter. Carisha, give that man his money back. Yeah. Like, I don't care what anyone says. I feel like... I also heard people talking about this. JT separating herself from the City Girls and Carisha taking money from Diddy and all the stuff she did with Diddy. Because she hasn't fully publicly came out and said what she did for Diddy to give her money. That's what I'm hearing in the articles. The babes are screaming about it. So they split. The City Girls are no longer together. So because JT wants to do her own thing, like, not surrounded by the people that Carisha was around.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they split, and now Diddy's going down. And, I heard, was it JT that signed with Solange? Is there somebody in there? Huh? Who? Oh. Okay, guys, let me fact check a little. Like, I love these little conversations we're able to have on here, because I'm not able to talk about this with anyone else. Because nobody else cares, really. So I'm thinking, so I heard JT got like some type of deal with Solange, and like it made her separation easier, which makes so much sense, though. Have you ever heard Solange in anything? Yes, so JT became besties with Solange. And she started doing like things more in the media with Solange, like cool, just herself type of things, showing more of her personality as JT and not JT from the City Girls. And I don't know, I'm fucking with it. Like, I love how unapologetic she is. I love how she's able to talk about things and not give a shit what anybody else has to say on the subject. Like, it's crazy. Like, I feel like I have that level of unbotheredness until I see someone else that's more unbothered than I am. And then I'm like, wow, I aspire to be like you. Because don't get me wrong, I'll be unbothered until you say something that drives me a little bit too close to the edge. And then I'm like, no, bitch, you're trying to kill me. So I'm going to f you in the fucking d cliff. And then we're going to cement you down there so you can't get back up. And then I start taking it to hell. Like, you're going to take it below the belt, but I'll take it to the seventh circle of hell. And that's on being a Sagittarius.
You go low.
You don't understand the depths of low I will go to make sure you don't ever talk to me ever again. Like, there is no coming back from it. You will not survive. You probably should lay down, take a nap, take it easy, be like Diddy, take a flight, and leave me alone. That's on that. Also, I don't know, like clock it can mean so much things. Like I've been saying that word so much these days. Like my mom will say something and I'm like, clock it? And she's like, huh? And I'm like, yes, girl. Yeah. Like my friend, I'll be like saying something to Maya and she's not watching it, and I'm like, clock it. Okay. Moving on. Next question. Let's do something else because you're not focusing. No, it pisses me off. Cause like I get that sometimes the things I'm talking about makes no fucking sense. But trying to be interested by them. Like, I'll be over here talking about the other day I learned that like flying squirrels, like have you seen a flying squirrel as a baby? Yeah, I learned they are not the cutest things. So I was like looking at it and I was like, damn, imagine being born like this. And like she's gonna turn around and look at me and is like, you look just fine. Like, what are you talking about? Well, to fight because you should have been paying attention in this conversation because you wouldn't have made that silly ass comment. Also, there's just something about going out with your friends and getting lost while high.
That's fun as fuck.
Your definition of fun scares me.
Y'all both just confused, like.
Listen, me, her, and Kiki tried to ride the train home. Girl, oh sweet baby Jesus. So when the first train came, we were like, oh yeah, that's our train. But it was going the right direction, which we thought was the wrong direction. So we're like, wait, that's not the eastbound train. That's the westbound train. Let's sit down. Then the westbound train comes and we get on it. And then we're like, hold on. Hold on. I start looking at the maps and I'm like, where should we guys? So I start panicking because I'm like, guys, I think we may be on the
Oh
way.
my God.
So then everybody's like, so Kiki's like, okay, we're just gonna get off at the next stop. We get off and we're standing there like, okay, we need to be on that side because this is the side our train is gonna come on. Somehow we start talking and we end up on the side we just got off.
Perhaps.
So then the next train comes. And we miss it. And at that point, we're like, okay, we need to get this together. We need to maybe come down from this high a little bit, drink some water, take some liquid IV. Somebody needs to be sober, like right now. Like, we need to get it all the way together. So I don't know. Somebody was like, let's Uber. And I'm like, no, because the train's almost here. Like, I remember saying, no, because the train's almost here. We get on the train. And I think the last time we finally got it, like, I remember we were so exhausted by the time we got on the train. We were just like, ugh, I'm over this. Like, let's go home. Like, it was supposed to be a fun night out. And we were just like, cut this shit out. Cut the cameras. Let's go home. Let's go home. Let's go home right now. Yeah. So probably maybe have like one friend that's not taking that edible with you. Like, they'll take their edible when we get to the party. Not on the ride there. Also, we were driving. I remember we took... No, Kiki's car wasn't working at the time. That's why we didn't drive. That's how we ended up in that situation. Yeah. But like, we went to this other party, though. That was really, really good. Also, Fallon, shout out, girl. Your party lit. Happy birthday. Your birthday has gone. But she was just a vibe, like the host. Her people were a vibe. She was a vibe. We were all like Black, right, young, creatives. Like, everybody in there did something. And I feel like that's the type of crowd you should hang out with. Like, we're all just trying to be here, trying to have fun, but we're all creative. So it's like a networking event, but not really, because it's this girl party and we're getting lit for the party. But because we're getting lit for the party, we're also talking a lot. Which means a lot of Instagrams are being exchanged. And I don't know, I met so much cool people after that night. Like, I met this guy who's Jamaican. He lives in Tucson. Like, that's crazy. Like, I saw him and he's like,
who would have thunk, bro?
No, I looked at him and I was like, he's Caribbean. Like, he's very Caribbean right now. So, like, I took my mind off it. Like, I was going to approach him, but then I remember saying something to Kiki and I completely forgot. And we started talking to this other group of girls. And, oh, I should text that girl back. Like, there's this girl that was going to get me, like, an interview with her uncle, who's the chief editor of Phoenix Times. I should probably text her back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big.
When I tell you, like, the amount of people, like, that were there and the conversations that were being had were just so crazy to me, because we were all Black. We were all just trying to celebrate ourselves, just trying to live life, do great things, because like, that's what you should do in this world when you only have one life. Go to the gym, like have good experiences, like live life, like have fun. Don't be young and turnt, because that ship has already been sailed. Like, I don't feel like we're talking about it enough. Like, we need to clock it. Like, the young and turnt shift, it's not as cute as we think it is. A lot of people are getting killed from being young and turnt.
Yeah.
Sit down. Sit all the way down. Like, I feel like young people have way too much access to way too much drugs. No, I'm being so serious. Like,
yeah.
It's crazier than things I could buy with a dollar.
I'm
laughing. In Phoenix, the things I can get with $1 is crazy. I know, I get it. Don't get carried away now. But I'm just saying, like, I have so much friends that live in Phoenix. And their days are the most interesting days.
Oh my God.
Like, my friends who aren't athletes, like, their days are way interesting than the ones that are athletes. Because my athlete friends, they're really strict about where they go, what they do, what they drink. Like, you know, they're on their grind and they keep me grounded.
Right.
But my friends who aren't athletes, like the creatives that I know from Phoenix.
Baby.
Sweet baby Jesus, babe, drink some water. Drink water. Go home, take a nap. I feel like this is so bad. But like, I have some friends now that I know when they hit their late 20s, they're going to be in rehab. They're going to be in rehab. Like, I am fully prepared to make a rehab basket with a blanket and everything that says get well soon. Like, I know it's going to happen. And maybe they're going to pop out after and like be great and all. But I know they're either going to rehab or therapy.
Or both.
Like, y'all, like, I feel like we could blame this on COVID, but we also can't, in a sense. Like, we could blame COVID for, like, lessening or social interaction as youth. And like, I feel like that's why we have such a craze to live fast, die young now, because we've experienced like this worldwide lockdown where we were inside for so long. So when we get out, we're like, shit, I don't know when this is going to happen again. Let me live crazy right now. Baby, don't. They don't. Like, some of y'all look rough.
As fuck.
For the young age of 18, you look 30. You look 29 pushing 30.
18 going on
40. Also the skincare, like, y'all should be taking better care of y'all's skin. Like, I know you want to live fast, die young, but a part of that is being like a cute girl sometime. Like, get it together. No, get it together. Like, I feel you can be cute and live fast, die young. Like, you could have like a cute getup and do what you gotta do, be who you gotta be, go where you gotta go, act how you gotta act. You know, like, some, I feel like y'all are just doing entirely too much. And it needs to stop. And on that note, I'm going to end this podcast here today, guys. On the note of, don't do drugs. Stop living fast, die young. Like, live your life as a young teen and do young teen things and experience life. I'm not saying don't have fun. What I'm saying is experience life more controlledly. Like, do it in a more controlled sense. Like, ooh, that's going to make it sound like I'm trying to tell people to do drugs more controlledly, isn't it?
A little bit
too. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is be responsible. Know your limits and don't do it. Don't overpush your limits. Don't go crazy. You know, just live that life. And on that note, thank you so much for tuning into Closet Chronicles. I'm your host, Duan, and I'll see you with another podcast episode when I see you. Wow. I just really came in here and just had a whole conversation. I don't know. Like,